Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
If you're living abroad, when is the right time to move home? It's the question facing many Irish emigrants, and whether it's Sydney, Singapore or Seville, it's a decision not taken lightly. Mum of two, Andrea, is with me here on Lunchtime Live today because she's been documenting her own family's move home from Australia online recently. It's all on TikTok at Home and Far and Away. Andrea is with us here on the programme. Good afternoon.
Hi, Andrea. How are you?
I'm not bad at all. Well, you're very welcome back, first of all. I know it's a kind of a relatively recent move home. Why did you decide to come back?
Do you know what? I feel like this is a decision that's been on our minds for the last couple of years. We left in 2019 with the intention of just going away for a year. Myself and my partner, we were like, before we settle down, buy a house, have kids, let's go to Australia, have a bit of an experience. And then life happened, COVID happened. We probably stayed a little bit longer than we initially intended. 1 year turned into two, turned into three, and then all of a sudden you've an entire life and two kids. So I think the fact that we never really intended to go away for that long, it was always in the back of our minds. It was always a decision that we said, okay, we have to make that at some point. We have to make the move home. And it definitely wasn't an easy decision. Yeah. Once the kids came along, I think we said, okay, we need to make this decision, when's the right time? And yeah, I think in the end, it came down to a mix of head and heart. Of course, family, wanting to be around family, the support network of that, you know, nothing can replace grandparents, cousins, aunties, uncles being around our kids. So that was definitely one of the factors, not only the actual physical support, but the role that they play in the kids' lives. You know, my mum was over there in November, and then my in-laws in February. And I think just seeing them with the toddler, we're like, okay, this actually, he needs this role of different voices. So that was huge. Definitely family, that was the heart and the pull was kind of pulling us home. But then also practically, we were like, okay, this is a decision. At some point we want to go home. The cost of flights every year were getting more expensive. Like, you know, it was easy when we were just child free and we could hop on a flight.
Well, you went as two and you come home as four. So I mean, it's a lot of flights.
Exactly, a lot of flights. Flights were getting more expensive. They were turning into month trips. So that was huge. It's a hard journey for our family, you know, for our parents as they get older. It's not an easy flight just to get on. So that became a factor. And then also wanting to get on the property ladder back here. And I think the longer we stayed there, the harder it started to seem. So we were like, okay, we want to get on the property ladder. That's not made very easy to do from Australia.
Okay. So more difficult than here?
It is. I mean, if we were to buy in Australia, which wasn't really on the cards, it's a huge amount of money. But then also to buy a property in Ireland from Australia isn't made too easy. So we knew we needed to come home and
to be able
get a job. You know, have the payslips, all of that. And and also, school was the last thing. So my eldest is three, but just coming up to three. And we knew that we had a window now between school, property and the rest. We had a window now that if we didn't kind of make the move, that it was just going to get more complicated and harder.
When did you actually arrive back?
2 weeks ago today.
My God. So it's very, very raw. And how are you feeling 2 weeks on? Do you look back on this decision as, you know, one with of joy or regret?
So far, joy. Like, I think we're still, so far, joy. We're definitely in the jet lag and just the chaos of it all. But it's been amazing being with family, you know. I think you become immune to what that's actually like when you're so far away. You have to build up a resilience and a tolerance to not have family, but actually being around them has just been incredible. So definitely joy. It's a happy move for us. And documenting it online, I didn't know it was going to go probably as far as it did, but actually it's really helped me. I think there's been a lot of success stories of people coming back and, you know, reassuring me, you're going to struggle. It's going to be hard. Yeah. You're going to grieve parts of your life, but actually we're home, you know, whatever it might be, 6 months, a year. And we never looked back. So there's definitely been positive stories that have helped.
some support from
it. Negativity
it.
Too.
But really?
Yeah.
In what way, Andrea?
There's probably a bit of negativity, like, you know, you're mad. Why would you come back here? Terrible decision for your family. You know, all there's quite a bit of scaremongering online in relation to Ireland. So that's hard for us to read. You know, particularly Irish abroad, I feel like a lot of us want to come home. We want to make it work. And I know I've experienced it, but also the people who are reaching out to me, you know, are saying, oh, you know, how did you make the decision? We're in the same predicament. I'm scared to go back, you know, all of this. Mm. So there is definitely a bit of negativity. But what I will say is the positive stories outweigh the negative tenfold.
I'm curious, you know, your assessment, right? And I've been following you and your account at home and far and away on TikTok. And that's where I kind of stumbled upon your journey. And I'm always interested, you know, we'll say in people like you, Andrea, in your situation, have you come home in the last 14 days and thought to yourself, you know, we've landed back to the country that we left 7 years ago? It hasn't changed. Do you feel you've come home to a really prosperous, affluent place to live where there's, you know, where there's hope and ambition? Or how do you feel? How do you think Ireland's doing as somebody who's just come back?
It's hard to say. I think I've heard a little bit about this, like reverse culture shock, people coming back and it's not the country that they left. I think so far we've been in our little bubble. You know, it's been 2 weeks. We've been in our bubble with our family and things are the same to some degree. I think the things we were nervous about, you know, talking about a prosperous country or, you know, whatever it might be, like jobs and housing and childcare, like all of those things were things that we had to put a lot of thought into before we left. So I think mentally and practically we prepared ourselves for what that might look like at home. I definitely have hope, you know, particularly around jobs and where we might end up. Like, yes, things have changed, but we want to make this work. It's where we're both from. It's a culture that we both love. And everywhere is having challenges, you know. So I think Ireland, and again, like back to the positivity that I'm hearing, like there's so many people either returning or hoping to return. Like I just think that hopefully will start to have a real positive impact in the next couple of years.
Leanne is with us on the line, Andrea, as well. Stay with us. Leanne, you've been listening to Andrea's story there. I believe you moved back to Dublin. Was it after 12 years in Australia?
Yeah. So my husband moved back. So he's Irish. I met him in Australia in 2012. And then sort of 12 years later, we decided to move back. So yeah, we moved back in 2022.
How was your experience?
Yeah, look, very similar to the other story. Like, our motivation to leave Australia was family. I loved my life in Australia. You know, we both had, I had a good job. My husband ran quite a successful business towards the end of our trip in Australia. We owned a house. You know, we had quite a good settled routine. But like, I think around COVID, my youngest was born in COVID, and I also had a toddler. There's 2.5 years difference between my two girls. And I think I realized in COVID how isolated we actually were. And I kind of thought, if something was to happen to us, I was so worried about how far our immediate family was. So from that point, that idea kind of grew, and sort of 2 years later, we decided sort of early 2022, right, let's go. And then 6-7 months later, we'd sold our house, packed up our life, and yeah, off we went. It was a very quick decision.
Absolutely. And like, when you are the kind of, you know, the diaspora abroad or the Irish abroad, do you romanticise a little bit about Ireland or the country you left? Or like, how have you found settling in here, meeting people, friends, you know, like building the life again? It's hard to do in your 30s and 40s.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, it's, you know, this island wasn't my home originally. I'm from the UK, but my husband he always said, even from the moment I met him, that he wanted to go back to Ireland at some stage. You know, he loved his country and he just wanted to get back. He was never going to intend to stay in Australia long term. But, you know, a few years turned into 12 years. We had two kids, and all he said, look, let's just try. Let's give Ireland a go. And, you know, we came back to live in Dublin. It was hard at the beginning because it was hard. I think it was harder for me because he walked back into his old friendship group.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was easy for him. Whereas, as you just said, you know, I'm in my 30s. It's really hard to sort of build that friendship group again. And
yeah,
to meet people. And I really didn't have any friends here. So that was difficult for me. But
I hope we're nice, are we? I hope we're friendly.
Yeah. Actually, I said that the other day. The Irish are the most friendliest people ever. So you definitely made me feel at home. And, you know, I've made friends at work. Everyone's
good.
So lovely at work. And I've made friends through my husband's friends, partners. So, yeah, Mike, I'm getting there.
Have you? I know, Andrea, it's probably, you know, maybe a little bit too early in your experience to comment on that. But, you know, is there kind of an expectation that you sort of slot back in to the way things were in 2019 before you left with your friends?
Yeah, definitely.
Go on ahead, Andrea. Yeah. Sorry.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I think that's it. And even we have had a moment of panic, like last week, and I'll be 100% transparent. Last week we're like, where do we fit in? You know, because everyone's lives move on. Friends, you know, have kids, they have their own schedules. So there's definitely, there is a sense of where do we slot back in? Where do we find ourselves? And I think there's something interesting about and exciting about finding our own routine and rhythm. But yeah, it's definitely not just you pick up where you left off. Life has definitely moved on in 7 years.
What do you miss most, Leanne, about Australia? Is there one thing you miss about there and one thing you love about here?
I miss the weather and I love the people here. So, it's that cliche about, you know, everyone says the weather, but with the weather brings a different lifestyle.
Yeah.
So it's definitely the weather.
Well, that's fair enough. What about you, Andrea, finally?
Yeah, I'd say similar. I think the activities for kids, like my toddler's bouncing off the walls in the house so far. And I know people say just get out and explore Ireland, which we will. But I think just the accessibility to so many options for kids and the weather helps, of course, in Australia. So definitely missing that so far. I say that and the grandparents have actually taken the toddler out right now to a park. So I know I just need to explore. And then so far, just the family here, I'm loving.
Yeah.
And like Leanne said, people are so nice. Like walking around to the baby, everyone smiles and says hello. And you kind of forget that Irish people are so friendly when you're living in a different culture for so long. So yeah, that's been really nice.
Texter here says, we moved home after 30 years, 16 years in Australia, 14 years in New York. No regrets. I love it. It has been hard to settle in. You are not Irish anymore. But I do love it. And this email says, moving all home from abroad is not for the faint-hearted. We've moved back nearly 2 years ago with two small kids and are overall happy with our decision. There are so many pros. Culture is better here. Overall, the kids have a better quality of life as well. It's better for families, but there are so many blockers for accommodation to bureaucracy. We had accommodation lined up. The standard of accommodation in rural Ireland is not up to the first world health and safety standards that we were living in. Living with my mother while we're building our own house, the amount of paperwork we've had to fill out was more than my own thesis that I did in university, and of course the total lack of supports for returning expats. If it was just myself and my husband with no kids, we actually wouldn't have moved back, says this listener. Keep your emails coming in, lunchtimelivenewstalk.com. That's Andrea, who you can find on TikTok at Home and Far and Away, and Leanne there on TikTok at Leanne0406.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.